Fergus in Gran Canaria, a village brimming with springs and stunning landscapes. Ready to discover one of Gran Canaria's hidden delights? Visit Fergus, one of the island's most picturesque villages where water plays a starring role on a stage replete with nature, landscapes and traditions. We'll take you on a journey through its historic quarter and reveal the best places to find its natural wonders. Fergus, the water village. The municipality of Fergus lies just 20 minutes from the capital in the north, and is the keeper of many secrets. It's the smallest town in the whole of Gran Canaria, for example, and one of the 11 municipalities across all the Canary Islands that's completely landlocked. But that doesn't mean it doesn't have any water, far from it. The abundant mineral water gushing through its ravines, springs, wells and watercourses have deeply marked its history and economic development. The village is even known by the nickname Villa del Agua, or Water Village. This liquid treasure was already being harnessed by the ancient Aboriginal people. Above all, they used it in agriculture, an activity of enduring importance throughout history in the area. In fact, some authors claim the name of the village comes from the Aboriginal term Ifrigad, which translates as underground mineral water passage. The close relationship Fergus has with water runs through its every street, idiosyncrasies, local produce, such as the famous watercress, a staple of Canary Island cuisine, and business activities. Household name Agua de Fergus was set up in 1930, and is one of the archipelago's most famous, well-known bottled water brands. Fergus is also home to distinct culture, religion and traditions, as well as its own peculiar orography. Read on to find out which must-see spots to add to your list. Paseo de Gran Canaria and Paseo de Canarias. Your first mandatory stops are Paseo de Gran Canaria and Paseo de Canarias. Located in the epicenter of Fergus, this was where the canals of old crossed, and is now one of the most ubiquitous images to be seen on Gran Canaria postcards. Both of the paths make up a pedestrianized route that stands out for its beauty and symbolic value alike. We recommend parking outside the village center, and starting your trip from Paseo de Gran Canaria. There are steps down the natural slope, so you can walk alongside a beautiful, 30-meter-long paved waterfall. As you walk down the street, look to the sides and you'll see tiles representing the 21 heraldic shields of the municipalities of Gran Canaria, as well as the island's crest. Further up, on Paseo Canarias, you can take in the mosaics and reliefs symbolizing each of the 7 main Canary Islands. Throughout the length of the waterway, you'll find all types of water infrastructures including mills, washing stations, reservoirs and passages, all shaping the Fergus landscape. Casa de la Cultura. At the end of Paseo de Gran Canaria, on the left, you'll come to the Casa de la Cultura, one of the municipality's most iconic buildings. Built in 1870 as a hotel and inn, it offered lodgings to those traveling to Fergus in search of its healing waters, the Banos de Azuage Baths. After being run by several owners, the building closed its doors during the Spanish Civil War. Over time, it has transformed into a multifunctional public space, and is currently home to, among others, the municipal library and an exhibition hall. The latter often holds temporary exhibitions by local artists, which you can visit from Monday to Friday between 9 and 13 o'clock. San Roque Square and Church. If you walk in the opposite direction of the Casa de la Cultura, you'll come to the Plaza de San Roque, the beating heart of the municipality. Important buildings such as the Fergus Town Hall and Antigua Esquire Real are located around the square, which was where washerwomen would tend to their clothing in the olden days. In the park, you'll also see a monument to San Juan Ortega, who was the first patron saint of Fergus. the church and Plaza de San Roque are in the heart of the village. The oldest fiesta in Fergus is celebrated in his honor, with the main event known as the Trade del Palo, bringing of the stick. The tradition consists of locals bringing a large wooden log, carried on their shoulders, from Fergus Mountain to the entrance of the municipality. Are you a hiking enthusiast? You're in luck. There are 6 circular routes you can take, which start and end in the Plaza de San Roque. The routes are well signposted, you'll see the letter R, with each route in a different color, along the routes, so they are easy to follow whether you're cycling or on foot. We recommend downloading the app at www.sendrus.fergus.s so you can get all the information you need before setting off on your journey. From here, you can take the Ruta de Armastel or Ajuage, Ruta del Agua or Mil Fuentes, Ruta del Pico el Rayo, Ruta de Afergid, the accessible Ruta Accessible and the ethnographic and architectural Ruta Etnográfica y Arquitectónica. Museo del Gufio. Another essential stop-off that represents town's vibrant history is the Molino de Fergus, also known as Molino del Candí, a water mill. It was built in 1517, and is the oldest water mill in the Canary Islands that's still in use today. Located on the Heredad de Aguasta Arucas y Fergus Canal, this historically significant mill was declared an official asset of cultural interest by the Canary Island government in 2007. The Gufio Museum is housed there, and you can see how the Gufio meal is ground and toasted. Fergus Tourist Office is also located there. It's open from Monday to Friday from 8 until 13:30, and you can get tourist information about the municipality itself as well as the rest of the island. Next to it, you'll see a statue by sculptor José Luis Mauro Cabrera, known as the Monumento al Ganadero. This statue represents a farmer with his cow, giving recognition to all the people who helped the agricultural sector in Fergus. Hiking in the Barranco de Ajuage Ravine. Ajuage Ravine is one of Gran Canaria's lushest, greenest routes. The abundant local vegetation led it to be awarded a special nature reserve distinction. Get your trainers on, grab your backpack and take a walk through this spectacular landscape. Read on to find out how. The circular route spans around 8.1 kilometers, setting out from the Plaza de San Roque. It takes around 4 hours and is a medium high level of difficulty. If that sounds too challenging, there's an easier, more family-friendly route you can take from the Balneario Ajuage. This former spa was built in 1868, but all that remains today are the ruins of a hotel that was once a Canary Island tourism hotspot. Until it closed, tourists from the world over would come in search of the mineral healing properties of the water springs coursing through the ravine, turning Fergus into an idyllic place of healing and rest. Fergus Viewpoints. If you'd like to admire the beautiful Gran Canaria landscape, Fergus certainly won't disappoint, with several viewpoints offering awe-inspiring vistas. The Mirada Plaza San Roque is located in the historic quarter, and offers one of the most spectacular views of the north of Gran Canaria. As you come out of the center, you'll come to the Mirada de Ajuage, where you can see the whole of the ravine from its outlet at the summit, almost 1,620 meters high, in the municipality of Valle Seco. The Mirada de las Medas is some 300 meters from the historic center of Fergus, and is the perfect spot to admire the beautiful scenery of the north of the island. From this viewpoint, you'll see the confluence of 3 impressive ravines, Las Medas, Guadalupe and Ajuage. They are all part of the Doramas Rural Park. Straight ahead, you'll get a beautiful panoramic view of the neighboring municipality, Villa de Moya, together with Galda Mountain and, on clear days, El Tide and some of the island of Tenerife.